You're in a great mood as you enter his office, and suddenly he begins to call you a boneheaded, good-for-nothing employee who had better shape up or look for another job. Your immediate reaction is to defend yourself, and you feel your body tighten up as you start to react. At this point you have many choices to make. You could allow his outburst to get you mad and yell back. This would probably get you fired and put you in a foul mood as well. A more controlled response would be to simply let him yell at you until he calms down, say nothing, and keep your job. You may also consider how to say something to calm him down and change his mind about you. There are many options. Just as you are about to speak, pause, and consider what you are about to do. Pause, and let your spiritual self come forward and make a suggestion. Pause, and calm your body with a deep breath before doing anything. If you allow yourself to pause, your spiritual self will send you ideas or hunches that are always of a more gentle and calm nature. Since the spirit cannot be sick, it does not contain any negative thoughts or feelings. It can be relied upon to guide you and give you advice from a more balanced position. How many times have you been trying to think of what to say and the first thing that popped into your mind was the right thing? That is your spiritual self trying to help out. Learn to acknowledge this first little hunch, and consider it more carefully before pushing on and ignoring it. The pause can be very helpful in controlling your conscious mind and your state of balance. If you find yourself deeply depressed, you can pause, explain to yourself that you are allowing an emotion from your psyche to influence your state of mind, and replace the emotion with another image that makes you feel better. By doing this, you have changed how you feel just by pausing and taking part in the thought process. It is our thinking, more than anything else, that keeps the Pleiadians from wanting to have open contact with us. Our thoughts are too often plagued with misery, negativity, or feelings that are very uncomfortable for them to be around. It will not be possible for Earth to have open commerce with the planets of the Pleiades until we learn to think in a more controlled manner. The meditative immersion using colors. While the breathing exercise is good and helps you relax and build concentration, you will want to develop beyond this into a deep meditation, where more things are possible. To achieve this, you can use a method other than turning your observation toward your breath in your nostrils. This method of immersion is now directed toward the eyes in such a way as to concentrate on colors which will appear as the immersion into meditation progresses. There are many methods using colors as a guideline to the depth of immersion into meditation. The members of the FIGU in Switzerland use the following colors, as do many other people. You begin the meditation, concentration with a matter-of-fact attitude. This means that your knowledge of the existence of the colors is present, but you do not think about them directly. It is enough to know that they exist without having to manufacture them first, so they can very simply be observed. As the meditative immersion continues, the colors will systematically come to your eyes as the depth of the immersion continues. The purpose of the colors is to help you understand the depth of your meditative immersion and the possibilities that you are capable of at any level of immersion. The standard colors of meditative immersion used by most people are blue, green, yellow, and red. Blue represents the color of the presence, the life force, and your existence. This will be the first color to present itself and lets you know the immersion has begun. Once the color blue begins to appear, allow it to occur three times. This will let you know it is time to concentrate on your secondary goal determination, the view into the past or future. Green, as the immersion continues and becomes deeper into the spirit, the color green will appear. This represents to you that you are changing from conscious thinking to the subconscious. It can also mean that you are beginning to move in time, either from the present to the past, or the future. Allow the color green to also occur three times, followed by a deep, inward concentration. Yellow represents the color of the concluded change from the conscious to the unconscious, as well as the concluded change from the present to the past or future. Depending on the individual, it may take several months or years to reach this level, for it requires very good concentration skills. Allow the presence of yellow to occur three times, with a deep concentration to follow. Red represents the color of penetration into the unconscious, or penetration into the past or future. IT is also the signal that the meditative immersion has been attained and now the spiritual subconscious starts to work on its own in reference to the secondary goal determination, which in this case would be time travel into the future or the past. Before starting this meditation, concentrate your thoughts on what you want to accomplish in your meditation. Your first goal is to create TE meditative immersion. Your second goal might be to move in time to see the past or future. The secondary goal must be decided before starting the meditation. Once you have your goals in mind, follow these steps. Get into a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down, and loosen up the entire body. Close your eyes and deeply breathe in and out three times. With your eyes closed, direct your attention to the back of your eyelids and observe the light. Continue the concentration until a color blue presents itself. Once the immersion is complete and a good concentration is obtained, the color red will slowly vanish and become a veil of mist, causing the occurrence of vagrant, at first, incoherent forms of dream images in the waking state that have not been created by you. They must appear without being called or created by you. These waking state, dreamlike images can be distinguished from the normal daydream by their extreme clarity and distinct qualities. They remain extremely constant and do not fade away or disappear like sleeping images do, but remain very vivid. If you are performing the meditation correctly, the images will not display any power of suggestion or try to influence you as a sleeping dream might. At first they will seem hard to understand, but will gradually become logical and understandable, and hopefully begin to make sense. These images always display events in their natural order, instead of jumping around like normal dreams. In most cases, these images are hard to understand and will take many hours of time to understand them. This is done after your return from the meditation immersion. The spirit will send impulses from the subconscious to help bring the image to a conclusion. Our normal world makes this very difficult, for there are billions of people thinking on the planet, making it almost impossible to meditate to any great depth or investigate new images. If you are serious and wish to continue your meditation beyond this level, it will be necessary to construct a pyramid capable of shielding your mind from the thoughts of the world and all outside influences. If you wish to build a personal pyramid, make it about 6 feet high and use the same relative specifications as the Great Pyramid in Egypt. Another extremely important factor when producing waking state dreams is that you must be totally honest with yourself at this stage, and not create these images from your ego. Any thoughts you may have that create these images will be from your own material self and are usually caused directly by your own emotional problems, such as wanting to be popular or revered by others as a great medium, etc. Do not proceed any farther unless you can be honest with yourself. You are in no danger if you allow the images to come from your spiritual self. Return from the meditative immersion. Returning from the meditative immersion is very simple and requires nothing more than a simple thought to initiate the return to the material consciousness. You do not need to be concerned about not being able to return from the immersion. There is never any danger of that. To return, you simply reverse the process of colors that have been used. If you have used the colors at blue, green, yellow, and red as the meditative immersion colors, they will also be used as the colors to return with. Always use the same colors in reverse mode so that your mind understands what you are doing. Simply envision the color red first. It is only necessary to cause the color to occur once at each level. Then replace the color with yellow, then with green, and then with blue. As you envision the colors, it serves as a signal to your mind that you are returning, and you will gradually come out of your immersion and return to the normal, thinking and conscious state. Once the color blue appears, your material consciousness is automatically restored, and you will begin to think in a normal fashion. All of your senses, hearing, seeing, touching, smell, and taste, will immediately become aware of your environment as you return to the present physical life. It's not uncommon to take a few minutes to become fully oriented, and it is normal to feel a little sleepy, like you are floating on air. Summary of the meditation immersion. The meditation immersion is a very powerful tool that allows the individual full access to control over his thinking, as well as to the powers of the spiritual realm. The method described here is a simple guideline for the individual to follow and experiment with on his own. It can take years to obtain the ability to use the spiritual powers of telepathy, telekinesis, or time travel. The time will vary from person to person, but you can expect to invest many hours in order to see good results. The degree of results depends on the ability to concentrate and develop clarity of vision that allows you to see objects as they really are. Combining the meditation practice with modern techniques using sound waves can dramatically improve your results. Further explanations of certain meditative techniques should be mentioned here to help with your progress and quality of results. Read those ideas carefully and monitor your progress with honesty in order to develop good habits of meditation. The power of observation. The ability to observe objects and see them as they really are is very important in meditation. Objects may be people, thoughts, ideas, visions, or whatever the object of the meditation is. In our normal thinking, we see these objects with our material senses and transfer that image to our subconscious where we receive impulses related to it. After flashing on our memories, attitudes, feelings, and emotions, we may no longer be sensing the object as it really is, but as we perceive it to be. A typical example may be viewing a beautiful sunset at the beach. When the sunset is first observed by our vision, it will flash through our consciousness, and we will immediately feel the impact of all of the stored up memories and feelings that we have about sunsets. Within an instant, thousands of memories about the sun, water, sky, and other wonderful moments come together and we get a nice, warm feeling about the sunset. After all, who doesn't enjoy watching a beautiful sunset over the ocean? Because we have so many stored up memories and feelings about sunsets, we overlook seeing the details that are really there. Instead, the object, the sunset, is taken as a whole, and we rely on our stored up memories to form the observation. This is common throughout life as we call upon our memories and feelings to observe things around us. In meditation, we want to set aside all preconceived memories, feelings, and emotions and observe things from the very beginning as they really are. We want to purely observe the object as a receiver, without influencing the object through our own form of will and without exerting any influence or evaluation on the object. If we are going to meditate on a sunset, we want to set aside all of our memories, feelings, and preconceived notions of what a sunset is and discover it all over again by purely observing it in the meditation. This would be accomplished by entering the meditation, concentration and not allowing any unwanted thoughts or preconceived ideas of what a sunset is to enter our minds. We would concentrate on the image of the sunset and observe it, just as we observed our breath in the breathing exercise. We fix our observation on the sunset and become the observer. As our concentration continues, we will begin to receive impulses from the sunset. Very slowly the sunset will present itself to us. First, we will become aware of the color of the sun, then, its shape. Very slowly our observation of the sunset will continue to fill in the smallest and most minute details of all that we are concentrating on. We will become aware of all of the colors around the sun, the water below, and the sky around it. As our concentration continues, our spirit will add the feelings of creation, and the sunset will take on a completely new meaning to us. Acting as a receiver, we will have allowed the sunset to present itself, or speak to us, causing a sensation of spiritual bonding and love that we never thought possible. Complete relaxation and feeling a harmony with nature and creation will flow into our meditation. By letting go of our normal thinking processes, we will have allowed the power of our spirit to come through. Clarity of vision and reflection. Once our abilities of concentration and pure observation lead us into meaningful meditation, we will begin to receive visions and images from different times. When we return from the immersion and begin to reflect on what we have seen and encountered, it is important that we do not allow our material memories and emotions to distort or taint what we have seen. Just as clarity of observation is important in building a truthful concentration, We must also be able to reflect clearly on what we have seen. It is important to remain in a balanced and neutral state of mind while we reflect on what we have seen so that we can learn from it. Time goes by quickly. When you are meditating, time can pass by very quickly. It is not uncommon to discover that 15 or even 30 minutes in meditation can seem like just a couple of minutes. Because of this, it is a good idea to have someone watch the clock, so you can be brought out of the meditation at a definite time. The reason for this is that once you are in a deep meditation, concentration, you lose control of time and have no idea how long you have been there. Your spirit is connected to the timeless and is not used to a watch or timepiece. It is only your material senses that have a sense of time. If you are meditating alone, you might want to set a clock radio or music player of some type to start playing after 30 minutes. This should be very quiet so as to not shock you. Don't worry if you are meditating in bed before falling asleep, because the meditation will find its end after you fall asleep. Neutral thinking. In your normal, daily thinking process, you should learn to think neutrally. I call this being in balance. The idea of neutral thinking is to develop a discipline of thinking that prevents us from having negative or positive thoughts in any form. This is accomplished in part by the pause, which intervenes during the flashing as our thoughts are made. As we become more in control of our thinking, it is much easier to keep out unwanted negative and positive thoughts that throw us out of balance. Of course, in normal life we all have thoughts that are varying degrees of negative and positive. It's just part of our normal learning process. Developing the concept of neutral thinking gives us control over our thinking and allows us to be more neutral, or balanced, when we need to be. This process also gives us more control over our negative and positive thoughts, so they do not have as much control over us. It is also desirable to keep negative and positive thoughts out of our concentration and only allow purely neutral thoughts to be applied. It is our negative thinking that makes open, public contact with the Pleiadians impossible. We have over 5 billion people on Earth who are thinking with no control. They are creating energies uncomfortable to the Pleiadians and harmful to ourselves and nature. If we could teach the whole world to think in a more balanced way and to keep out the more exaggerated negative and positive thoughts, most of our differences would vanish overnight. The boomerang. One of the problems in dealing with our own thoughts is that it is sometimes hard to discover what constitutes a negative or positive thought. We are not used to analyzing our thinking and saying, "Oops, there goes a negative thought," or "Now I'm thinking positively." Most of us are not even aware of our thinking and haven't given much thought to what kinds of thoughts we are creating. We are comfortable that our thoughts are not heard by anyone else, so we don't have to be concerned about what we think. Besides, who is to decide if a thought is negative or positive? If we wanted to analyze our thoughts in order to clean up our thinking and learn something about ourselves, there is a logical way we can monitor our thoughts and see if they are positive or negative, and know what kind of effect they are having on the universe. It's called the boomerang. When a thought is created inside of your head, it does not stay there. Even though we are not consciously aware of it, our thoughts leave our physical body and go out into the universe. Thoughts are much faster than the speed of light and can penetrate deep into the cosmos instantly. Your thinking blends in with billions of other thoughts and takes its part in the scheme of things. Most importantly, just like a boomerang, our thoughts reach a certain distance and then turn around and come back to us. The boomerang effect is the process of sending back the thought you sent out, but in a slightly changed form. There are two parts to a thought. There is the thought itself, and then there is the energy that hurls the thought out into the universe. When your thought speeds out into the universe, it will eventually come to the end of its travels, and like a boomerang, it will turn around and head back to where it came from. Another interesting part of this process is that the thought will become polarized by the energy of the universe and return in a slightly different form. The thought itself will not change and will return in the same form as when it left, but the energy that hurled it out into the cosmos will return it in the opposite polarity to when it left. If we pay attention to this process, we will be able to learn for ourselves the effect our thoughts are really having. You see, we may think we are thinking very positively, but perhaps we are not. Ego can get in the way and distort our thinking. By using the process of the boomerang as a means of analyzing our thinking, we can really learn what is going on in our minds. This, of course, requires a certain honesty with ourselves, as we might not always like the result. Let's see how this works. Even though it is of importance to us, the actual thought itself is of little relevance to the universe. It is the charge of the hurling energy that has an effect throughout the universe. If you are thinking about your relationship and how much you care about this person, the thought is very important to you, and you would probably consider it a positive thought. Let's say the thought is about how anxiously you are looking forward to seeing your lover on Saturday night. You're dwelling on this idea and envisioning going to dinner and spending time with each other. To you, this is a very positive and happy thought. As you think these thoughts, they speed out into the cosmos. Your vision of having dinner together, the thought you created, is intact. As you create this thought in your mind, a small form of energy that will hurl this idea out into the universe is also formed. This hurling energy has an electrical charge created by you. It may be negative or positive, depending on the meaning of your thinking. As the thought reaches the end of its travels out into the cosmos, it slows down and begins to depolarize. The thought of having dinner stays the same, but the hurling energy depolarizes and switches poles. If the hurling energy had been negative, it would now be positive and vice versa. The thought and its hurling energy now are speeding back towards you. The thought is still the same, but the hurling energy is now in its opposite form. The distance the thought has traveled is dependent on the power of your thought and the force of your spirit. It may return to you quickly within a few minutes, or sometimes it may take up to 3 days to return. Consider also that you may continue thinking this thought for some time and send it out millions of times, each one returning at different times. The power of the returning hurling energy is equal to the power of the sending hurling energy. If you have sent out a thought that was hurled by very large amounts of negative energy, you will receive one back with very large amounts of positive energy. As the thought returns, your mind acts as a radio receiver and picks it up. It has returned and entered your mind for consideration. This is an automatic process that happens continually in your mind. This forces you to once again think the same thought, but it has returned encompassed with a hurling energy of different force. What left your mind as a positive and happy thought will return with a negative charge, causing you to think the same thought of having dinner with your lover, but you will feel the effects of the negative hurling energy that came with it. Your mind will immediately consider the upcoming event of having dinner with a slightly different viewpoint this time and send the thought out again. This happens millions of times, causing us to consider something from many different views. Our spiritual selves watch this process and are not affected by it, but our material minds can become confused, angry, depressed, happy, sad, or can even cause sickness in the body as a result. If we send out thoughts intentionally and watch for their return, we can learn how we are really thinking, and work out the answers to our problems. For instance, we may have ulterior motives for having dinner with someone and not be consciously aware of it. The boomerang effect will draw our attention to the true meaning of our thinking and make us face up to the idea of what we are really up to. Even though others don't hear our thoughts, we must face up to them ourselves. You cannot lie to yourself or fool your spirit. In the end, you must learn to be honest with yourself. If you do not, you will make yourself sick. The boomerang process will help us learn more about ourselves. We are working toward a time of development where the strength of the positive and the negative are equal. This is balance. Once you can form a thought from a completely balanced viewpoint, it will return the same way. A balanced thought is one that does not contain a negative or positive hurling charge. It is neutral and returns the same as when it left. The feeling of a returning thought that is in balance can be felt by your spirit, just as a negative or positive one can. You will be able to feel it and learn to recognize the neutral polarity. There is a feeling of contentment that comes over you when you know you are thinking logically. It is a form of spiritual bonding that lets you know that you are in alignment with the universe. We must have positive and negative thoughts in order to learn and grow. It is a natural process of growth. If we only created positive thoughts, we could not develop. The boomerang is a way of monitoring ourselves and learning to face the truth about our thinking. Here we discover that our material thoughts are filled with many devious spikes put there by inflated egos and emotional problems. Just the stress of living in our everyday world pushes us to defend ourselves with rather creative thinking. Our spirits cannot become sick or create illogical thoughts and are not affected by ego and emotions. Learning to think in a more balanced way through the use of our spirits is the path to higher consciousness. Using the boomerang and being honest and open with ourselves is a sign of clear thinking, intelligence, and growth. The echo effect. While the boomerang effect is most useful for an individual to learn about himself, another interesting phenomenon occurs when groups of people all send out the same thought together. In a boomerang, the hurling energy is depolarized by the universe and returned to the sender, forcing another consideration to the thought. If a group of people all send out the same thought at the same time, it forms a large block of energy at the location of the thought it was projected toward, and it echoes back to the group without being depolarized. Here is a better example. Suppose you get together with 1,000 other people at a rally to support world peace. The speaker is doing a wonderful job of creating a vision of harmony and love for the world, and everyone is feeling a beautiful uplifting of spirit. He then asks everyone to concentrate and send out a thought of unconditional love directed at a young child who is lying stricken with illness at a nearby hospital. A large picture of the child is brought out on stage and positioned so that everyone can see it. Within a few minutes, the energy from all of those thoughts converges on the photo. The combined thoughts of unconditional love begin to have an immediate effect on the nearby child. His stricken body starts to benefit from the great power of love, and this gives him more strength to battle his illness. The incredible concentration of similar energy that has been focused on one spot forms a block of balanced and loving energy. Within an instant, there is an echo effect as the block reflects the energy from the people and sends it right back to them. The hurling energy has not gone out into the universe and been depolarized, so it will be returned to the senders just as it was sent. Since 1,000 people were able to send out beautiful thoughts of balanced energy, they will feel the echo effect of the same energy come ever them. This will magnify the beauty of the moment as the feeling of unconditional love is increased from the echo. This is a common effect with large crowds that are led into thinking the same thing at the same time. If people are caught up in a large crowd that is thinking happy and beautiful thoughts, then those happy thoughts will increase and magnify even greater. Likewise, this also has the same effect on large crowds that are taught to hate or are being led in anger. For instance, let's consider millions of people in a small country who are being led by a religious leader who hates America. If he can get them all to think the same thought of hatred and anger towards America at the same time, two things will happen. 1. The thought of hate will be formed in America and have an uncomfortable effect on the people there. 2. The thought of hate will echo back to the millions who are projecting it and cause an even greater intensity of hate to occur. This is how radical leaders whip their followers into shape and exercise control over them. Do not think for a moment that many of these leaders are not aware of this technique. They use it to their advantage over an ignorant populace. The ability of large groups to create great amounts of energy through focusing their mental energy on the same thought will be the key to world control shifting to those of higher consciousness in the future. While negative power leaders are adept at controlling crowds and creating hate and anger which destabilizes the world, more positive spiritual leaders, who also understand this technique, can use it to create tremendous energies of unconditional love and balanced thinking to provide comfort to those who need it. Our health is controlled by our thinking. The Pleiadians tell us most of our illnesses are caused by our thinking. This is very true, since the energy formed by our thinking finds its way into every cell in our body. As the mind forms a thought, the polarity of the energy, whether negative, positive, or neutral, flows through our bodies and rests in our cells. The constant buildup of negative energy brought on by our thinking leads to the degeneration of the cell and eventually to disease. Sickness at this level is nothing more than energy in cells that is not polarized as it should be. To keep ourselves healthy, it is important to keep ourselves healthy.